D'Artagnan had tickled no suspicions. "This is a bad place to be, Croker. Very bad. Tell that deaf peasant wench to move." "If I did that, I would have to explain why and reveal who gave me the advice. I doubt she would be impressed."
"I suppose you're right. Well, it won't matter much longer. Let's eat."
She opened a packet and set out what looked like fried rabbit. But there are no rabbits on the plain. For all they got kicked around, their adventure toward horse improved the larder. I dug in. Silent remained motionless in the corner of my eye. "You bastard," I thought. "I hope you're drooling." 3 pieces of rabbit later, I slowed enough to ask, "That about the old-timer is interesting, but does it have any relevance?" Father Tree was raising a ruckus. I wondered why. "Are you afraid of him?" She did not answer. I chucked bones down the creek bank, rose. "Back in a minute." I stomped over to Father Tree. "Old-timer, you got any seeds? Any sprouts? A little something we could take to the Barrowland to plant on top of our own villain?" Talking to that tree all those times heading past was a game. I was possessed of an almost religious awe of its age, but of no conscious belief in it as anything like either the nomads or the lady claimed. Just a gnarly old tree with weird leaves and a bad temper. Temper. When I touched it, to lean against it while looking up among its bizarre leaves for nuts or seeds, it bit me. Well, not with teeth, but sparks flew. The tips of my fingers stung. When I took them out of my mouth, they looked burned. "Damn," I muttered, and backed off a few steps. "Nothing personal, tree. Thought you might want to help out." Vaguely, I was aware that a menhir now stood near Silent's lurking place. More appeared around the barren area. Something hit me with the force of wind-whale ballast dumped from 100 feet up. I went down. Waves of power, of thought, beat upon me. I whimpered, tried to crawl toward the lady. She extended a hand, but would not cross that boundary. Some of that power began to hint at comprehensibility, but it was like being inside 50 minds at once, with them scattered across the world. No, the plain, and more than 50 minds. As it became more melded, more meshed, I was touching the menhir minds. That all faded. The sledge of power ceased hammering the anvil that was me. I scrambled for the edge of the barren, though I knew that line demarked no true safety. I reached the blanket, caught my breath, finally turned to face the tree. Its leaves tinkled in exasperation.
"What happened?"
"Basically, he told me he's doing what he can, not for our sake, but for that of his creatures. That I should go to hell, leave him alone, quit aggravating him, or find my ass in deep shit." Oh my. I had looked back to see how Silent had taken my encounter.
"I warned,"
she glanced back too.
"I think maybe we got trouble. Maybe they recognized you."
Almost everyone from the hole had appeared. They were lining up across the trail. The menhirs were more numerous. Walking trees were forming a circle with us at its center. And we were unarmed, for Darling was there. We were inside the null again. She had on her white linen. She stepped